The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Lately, Pope Francis's public statements read like the topic list for a talk show. He says lifestyles have to change to prevent global warming. He says the spread of guns violates the church's pro-life teachings. He criticized business people who, quote, call themselves Christians and yet make weapons. He says it's a misreading of the passage in Genesis that gives mankind dominion over the earth to say it justifies strip mines. One critic compared his writings to the Unabomber Manifesto and said his Twitter feed sounds like an ex-journalist tweaking on Red Bull. So what is the Pope up to? More after this from Charlie. Paul Vallely wrote a biography of Pope Francis entitled Untying the Knots, and he says you have to remember that this Pope once ministered in the slums of Buenos Aires.
I mean, he said he wants a poor church for the poor. His whole background of working with the people in the slums for 18 years has given him a view that the church needs to be with poor people.
And as to the charge that he is too liberal for the Catholic Church?
He's not actually concerned with whether somebody is a conservative or a liberal. He's concerned with whether they have human warmth and a pastoral relationship with their flock. He uses the metaphor that a shepherd should smell of his sheep.
Which is why he is now busy promoting a new generation of cardinals to keep the Catholic Church on this course long after he's gone.
If he can bring in all these different cardinals from third world countries to bring different voices into the church and not promote all the people who are expecting to be made cardinals in the US and in Europe, he can change the kind of the complexion in a way which lets the genie out of the bottle a little.
The Pope's bottom line, according to author Paul Vallely, it's hypocrisy to say you love God while ignoring the needs of human beings and ruining the ecosystems that human beings need to survive. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.